I don't know if you've ever had this problem where you you get out and you get in your car and you realize it's not your car.
I haven't had that problem.
I haven't actually got into the wrong car, but I have walked up and realized that I wasn't looking for the right car.
Oh, boy.
I've had that happen, but...
That's when the mace comes out.
But I had a friend was calling me last night. He goes, "I got something for you on your show. I think you're going to love this." I said, "Well, what happened?" So my friend Greg was saying that he was hurrying out of an appointment. He had to rush and get something done for his wife. So he jumped into the car that looked similar to his, and he tried to start it. And matter of fact, the seat was wrong.
Like, he was sitting in someone else's car?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That would be so unnerving.
And he goes, the seat wasn't right. And he's like, "Why don't you know?" He pulled up in
maybe I'm wrong, but almost every other vehicle I've ever gotten into smells different.
Yeah,
it smells weird. People's cars smell weird, and I don't understand why.
Yes,
if I would have gotten into someone else's car, I would have known immediately. I'm like, "This smells weird."
Well, but that's what I asked him. I go, "How did you not know?" I mean, the smell, the thing. He goes, "Man, I, you know, it's like me, right? I get sidetracked with doing different things, and I'm not really paying attention to what I'm doing." And so he's going around, and the seat wasn't right, and he was kind of readjusting the seat and getting mad because somebody fixed the seat, but he drove there. So
yeah. Very confusing.
And then he starts looking around as he's fixing his seat, looks down, he sees this, like, pink squishy cow in a cup holder, and he went, "Oh," and he looks up and he sees, like, something else on the dashboard.
Oh,
and he's like, "Oh boy,
oh God,
oh boy." Then he looks in the rearview mirror and he sees a baby seat. He's like, "Oh God,
grand theft." God.
So then he thinks to himself, "What do I do?" He goes, "What do you think I did?" I said, "Well, I know I probably would have just run away."
I'm assuming you got out of the car.
No, he did. Yeah, he did, but he wasn't sure. He was in there for like 20 seconds, and he's pretty sure that there's cameras everywhere.
Sure.
And he, you know, was totally innocent, but, you know, he's wondering now if they're thinking that he tried to, you know, heist
the car.
Yeah, yep. And he couldn't do it, so he left, and he's like, I didn't know what to do. I said, he goes, "What would you have done?" Before he told me what it is, well, I probably would have just left.
What is he expecting to do? Leave us?
Well, he was thinking about leaving
an apology note.
He was leaving a note like, "Hey,
they don't know you got in the car. They don't know you're there."
Yeah, but he's thinking that the cameras around the stores. But
the cameras aren't going to be looking for you if the car didn't get stolen. Nothing happened. You're safe.
He's like, "I got my fingerprints and my DNA all over the car." And he goes, "What if they?"
That's funny.
And I said, "So what makes you think that they would figure out somebody was in there?" He goes, "Well, because I didn't put the seat back to where it was."
His DNA. What was he doing in that car for 20 seconds?
He was touching a lot of stuff.
Oh, boy.
Not, you know.
No, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So I'm wondering.
Evacuate.
What would you have done? What would you have done? Would you have just, like me? I would have just left.
I would have got back out of the car. If there was no one walking around or walking by, they don't know that it's not your car. So you just shut and lock the door and walk away like everything's normal, and everyone else will assume it's normal. If you make a big deal of it and you start panicking and you call 911 and leaving your social security number and an apology note, people are like, "What happened there? That's weird." That's when people start asking questions, right?
Yeah.
So walk away like you own the car. And if someone did come walking up because it was their car, be like, "The craziest thing. I mean, where's my car? I own one just like it." And if you do own one just like it, then it's totally innocent.
Well, yeah, because then you can prove it. You can go, "Look, see, this was, I thought
mine
this was
right
my car."
Here. Yeah. It's my Chevy Lumina, and here it is over here.
So
if you're upgrading and you're trying to get into a Corvette or something, it's going to be very unbelievable.
Yeah, I told him, "Please don't tell me you left a note." He goes, "No, I did walk away, but," he said, "I think if it was on the cameras, it was very suspicious because I'm looking around."
Oh, my God.
Like,
you
just
have a
made
very
it
suspicious
worse.
Friend. Yes, exactly.